Got 25 to 75 people in your company? Check out knowyourcompany.com, software that helps companies like Airbnb know their company better.
It is the Chicago Verse podcast on the Dynasty Podcast Network, featuring interviews with Chicago's premier artists and industry and creatives and culture leaders. Hosted by Haima Black. Welcome to Chicago.
Haima Black here with Phi Tang. We're at the Hard Rock Hotel. You're just finishing up your portrait tour event. How are you doing, man?
Good. It's been quite a journey. I mean, the turnout and response was great to this. Couldn't be happier to have been lucky to work with a venue like Hard Rock, and Bobby here has been really accommodating with a lot of the setups and the demands that we kind of had for the unique stages that we had set up here for this photography event. So happy.
For anyone who wasn't here today, tell us kind of like, bring us into the scope and activation of this kind of event.
A lot of us photographers, we start out in the Instagram world, and what the Instagram is really about is about community and uniting that community of artistic creatives, us being photographers, in local spaces, and offering them opportunities where they normally wouldn't have access to. So in this case, it was portrait photography. We're lucky to have an amazing makeup artist here, Paula Silva Artistry. So Paula just basically killed it on all these unique looks for 9 models. We had a French bulldog and, of course, the unique setting of Hard Rock Hotel and a lot of the one of the suites and a lot of its common areas we're lucky enough to be able to shoot in. So having and being able to provide that to the photography community and uniting them under one roof just is a really great experience all in all.
Yeah. Now, is this all Chicago-based talent, or did you have a lot of people coming in from out of town? Or
At first, I expected it to be just Chicago people, being that the events, I mean, we announced it, and it sold out in less than 24 hours. So I was like, oh, it's got to be Chicago people saying, I got nothing to do. Like, let's just do
Sunday,
this.
Sure.
Yeah, and it ended up being like this really, noteworthy event that everyone wanted to be a part of, and people actually came in from Toronto. There's someone from London here. A lot of traveling photographers heard about it, and by them following our page and supporting us, they were like, I want to be a part of that. So we actually got a lot of people from a lot of the Midwest, although a lot of Chicago really showed up and repped us proper here.
Yeah, that's amazing. Now, something that I think for a lot of people, especially here in Chicago, they know you from nightlife. You're involved with Porn and Chicken. You DJ under, Black and Yellow? Yeah, and Fives. Yeah. So, like, people know you from, like, the nightlife world, but you've really, for a while now, been really building up this photography portfolio. I guess, like, bring us into where did that start and how did that kind of happen, outside of the work you were already doing in nightlife?
Well, I mean, it was kind of an interesting transition. I've always had a camera on me, even like growing up as a kid, and I never really took it seriously. It's just like, oh, that's a really cool gadget to have, and I want the next, awesome camera. Then, I got into nightlife and music and, started traveling. And during my travels and touring with, like, Porn and Chicken and everything, we were able to visit some really unique spots. So, what I was able and lucky enough to do was to be able to bring along a camera and be able to shoot these unique locations. We've been everywhere, from D.C. to Tokyo, So slowly but surely, I kind of wanted another creative outlet, so I kind of picked up that camera, was traveling, had, access to some unique spots. One thing led to another, and I kind of started getting involved with the Instagram community, which, just really encourages you to do more once you really get sucked in. It's like, oh man, people really appreciate the work that you do, and they don't even know you. They just see your work, and, it was another creative outlet fostered by a support group that was global. And being able to develop that into what it is now, it's just having the support of everyone and joining different communities and partnering up with people in different cities. So for this one, Adam, King of Kings, from Game of Tones, and there's, you know, Moody Graham, so Shauna, there's, you know, Portrait Games that we just started with A.V. Kinder, Andrew. So just, like, all of us coming together, being able to do something, it was just a unique experience that fostered me into growing from a musician, and also having the support of Dom and Orville from Porn and Chicken saying, like, do your own thing. You know, I want to see something different, and encouraging me to do that, and, you know, also maintaining me as, like, a family member, basically, just was just, you know, perfect. And yeah, it was a perfect situation.
You had supportive brothers.
Yes, exactly, exactly. Yeah. It's important to have family in whatever creative, artistic endeavor that you do.
Yeah. Now, I think if anybody hadn't seen your work, they might assume that, you know, you're taking photos within Evil Olive or some of these nightclubs, but a lot of your work is like cityscapes, and it's not, like, I guess if you looked at your photo work and didn't know about your other life, like, you wouldn't even know about it. Like, so is it important for you to keep those separate, or did that just happen naturally?
I think that happened naturally within their own, like, respects. So, you know, obviously with music, I really appreciate the edginess and, you know, just being avant-garde with certain things. And that really allowed that creative outlet to be manifested when I took it to, you know, photography. I was able to link up with a few people that, you know, we were able to travel with. And, you know, all of a sudden we started climbing some bridges. Some bridges turned into breaking into certain buildings. And from there it turned into kind of like breaking onto rooftops. And, you know, it was just a challenge of like shooting a new spot creatively and seeing things differently and offering new perspectives. Obviously, everything done safely and cautiously, as you know, everything is calculated to an extent. Even Porn and Chicken is like controlled chaos to an extent. Just having that madness and parallel that is, you know, a lot of people don't see that tie-in, but I really think that it is there. And if yeah, they actually like take time to look, they'll see like, oh shit, you know, it's like they're in DC, you know, playing this crazy ass show, but also this shot from a building in DC is also kind of crazy in its own
thematic link. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So,
you know, and it's funny because when I interview Instagrammers, like, you know, people who are really serious about it, like, number one thing I hear is like, and then we broke into this place, and then we climbed this rooftop. Like, it seems like there's a lot of, it feels very punk rock, and it seems like there's a lot of like, you know, ask permission later, right?
Yeah, there is that, but it's also like, you know, if the opportunity presents itself, you know, you shouldn't just be like that kid that just, that's all I want to do, you know? Like, as a photographer, you have to have a respect for the art, too. Like, doing that, you know, climbing on buildings and, you know, rooftopping and all of that is becoming a thing, but, you know, people started doing that to kind of, you know, we are the new age graffiti artists, if you will, and we're able to do that creatively. So, I mean, with everything that you do, I really think that there has to be that balance and respect for that as well, not just, you know, doing that for the sake of doing it and also right, being safe doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. So now that you how long have you kind of been doing, I guess, the photo thing, you know, seriously? Like, how long has it been? Maybe a year now or over? Or?
I think it's over a year. I think it's almost coming up to 2 years with everything. Yeah, so.
So now that you really, you've built the foundation, you've definitely, like, gotten into the habit of it and you're building your skill, like, where do you want to see this go? Or do you have a goal of, like, well, I'm doing this with the plan that I'm going to take it X?
I really definitely want to, with all the support that I've gotten lately, I definitely want to build on this and build on the hub that I started, the image, and build on my personal brand as Fives. I really want to actually encourage a wave of new creative photography coming up with a lot of kids. You know, the whole bedroom DJ mentality and all that, you know, that does transfer over here, but I think that there's no, you know, it's not as competitive yet, and I think that there's a void and a need for creative street photographers right now, and a lot of kids coming up and, you know, taking on photography as, you know, an ulterior creative outlet for, you know, in place of a lot of things that's going on. I do want to touch on, you know, Chicago and all the violence and everything. If we offer some sort of creative outlet for kids to really replace a lot of that with and offer up some new programs. You know, a lot of schools cut funding for their art programs. But a camera, if you find the right sponsor, find someone that's willing to do it, which, you know, I'm in the hunt for right now, actually. I might be partnering up with a nonprofit. Can't really disclose the details just yet, but putting that program, making it available to inner city kids, I think is one of the, you know, approaches from the ground up that you can take to limit violence and offer kids an alternative to, you know, violence and whatever they're doing right now.
That's, no, I mean, and it sounds a bit like a cliche, although it's an important cliche, but it's like, it sounds so obvious to say, like, if kids have something to do after school, that makes a huge difference, but it is, it's so insanely true. And so, like, I think that's a great goal for you to be able to, like, not only be doing this great creative work in music and nightlife and photography, but take that and find a way to connect it to youth in Chicago. Like, you know, I guess if somebody wanted to get in touch with you to, like, maybe collaborate or to get involved with the philanthropic side or any of this, like, are you looking for collaborators or people like that?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm always open. I mean, that's the thing about, like, Instagram and the whole community too, is there's always something that you never really expected that you wanted to do that presents itself. So I never thought I'd get into portrait photography. 2 years later, here I am holding a portrait photography event with people that, you know, I've met for just 2 years, and some I consider my best friends to date. But yeah, I mean, what was that question?
No, just, yeah, if people could, you know, if you want people to get in touch with you, or how can
absolutely.
They?
Absolutely. Hit me up on The Imaged. Again, or slide, like, hit me up. I would say slide in my DMs.
Slide in your DMs, professionally.
Professionally. So hit me up either at Fives, P-H-I-V-E-S, or The Imaged, T-H-E-I-M-A-G-E-D. Or you can just shoot me an email directly at fives@theimaged.com if you want to talk.
Yeah, whatever. You're an accessible guy.
Yeah. Anything you want to do, I've done it probably, or am open to doing it.
So what advice would you give for anybody, you know, student or otherwise, who maybe they already have a good foundation of one creative concentration, but then they're like, well, you know, I'm really good at DJing, but I kind of want to start a cooking show, or like, or whatever that, like, jump is, because I think that can be daunting for people, especially after they've already invested in one thing. How did you get comfortable branching out?
Just do it. I mean, at the end of the day, like, that is another bullshit cliche.
It sounds so obvious, but it's true.
Fucking do it, and you just, you know, the way that I did it was I just picked up a camera, and then I just started shooting, and then I would, you know, go on Instagram and other, you know, art photography sites, design sites, and I would find pictures that I really liked, and I would just try to mimic what that was and try to learn from doing that. But what it boils down to is actually just picking up a camera, whatever model it is, reaching out to some people and just doing it and learning from that. It's always going to be a learning process. You know, I'm still learning right now. I don't consider myself a great or even a good photographer. I just happen to shoot pictures, but I want to get to that level. And the great thing about photography is the learning curve on it is a lot easier. It's easier to pick up, but it's more difficult to master. And I really like that challenge, and I think that it offers a lot of opportunities for entry-level photographers to get in without, you know, devoting too much of themselves in and having to buy too much stuff. You can buy a beginner camera, which is what I did, learn from that, and then once you're serious, then you go to expert mode, basically. So just do it. Pick it up and give it a shot.
You know, it's funny. It's like when people ask me how to podcast, I go, like, record a couple things in your phone. Like, just talk to a friend for 15 minutes in your phone before you go spend money on microphones and all this. And then if you hate it, you haven't lost any money.
Yeah.
And if you love it, then you scale up. That kind of thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. That's exactly what it is. So.
So what about on the nightlife side? Like, what's coming up for you as a DJ, Porn and Chicken, all these kind of things? Because, you know, we're heading into festival season here.
That's true. I'm definitely going to... Porn and Chicken isn't going anywhere. They're family. Oh, no. They always will be family to me.
And they're killing it.
Yeah, so we have a lot of tracks actually in the pipeline, four of which we just finalized this past week. I've been gone in Hong Kong and Asia for a little bit, and the boys have been, you know, hard at work, but now we're all back together, so we're able to finalize a lot of stuff together. So we have a few free tracks coming out soon, and we are prepping a full EP, collaborations with people like Rain Man, Control, Clips Ahoy, Yookie, I mean, just a lot of names that, you know, have been in the works for a while, and now we're able to really develop and finalize and get out there for everyone. So, you know, look out for us music-wise. It's just going, like, Porn and Chicken is just going to continue doing Porn and Chicken. Lots of new music coming up, lots of gigs, tours. We're going to be at South by Southwest again.
Yeah, man, we got a party there.
Yes, absolutely. It's always a riot. Always so much fun there. And again, at the same time, maintain this photography thing, because I think there's a really good and healthy balance right now where, you know, both things can eventually integrate themselves naturally, being that it is very too similar, although people wouldn't believe it, like really similar industries. Photography and music are, there's a lot that is aligned with each of those creative outlets.
Well, I mean, I think you explained it best, man. There's a lot of room in both music and photography for innovation and kind of like punk rock, like genre bending, rule breaking, whatever you want to call it. And I like that parallel you drew. Like, I think there is a lot of similarities there. So, yeah.
Yep.
That's awesome, man.
Absolutely.
Fai Tang, man, it's always great to talk to you. I love everything you're doing. The photography stuff, man, it really is blowing me away. The quality of it and your natural talent at it, man. It's very impressive. So awesome. Keep up the good work, man.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Appreciate you. Thank you, Dynasty. Yep.
Yeah.
It was a pleasure.
You've been listening to a production of Dynasty Podcast. Find more Dynasty Podcasts at dynastypodcast.com. For the Dynamic Dynasty, Dynasty Descend.